Merry Christmas， 圣诞快乐。这个题目好像有一点不太适合圣诞节。This topic seems a little odd for Christmas。但是我想到呢，为什么这个这么适合 ？But I think it's appropriate， 因为主耶稣来的原因是让我们可以认识他。Because Jesus came so that we can know him。另外的，他有很多原因为什么他来。There's so many reasons why Jesus came， but another reason is， 他要认识我们，他要知道他来了，知道人生怎么样过的。He came not only for us to know him， but to understand what it means to be human。所以刚才我们唱那首诗歌说，神医治我们呢，他知道我们的需要才能够医治，对不对？So when he says that he is able to heal us, if he doesn't understand what troubles us, how is he going to heal us? But because he understands, because he knows, he is able to heal. 我真的很清楚记得有一个朋友，他的爸爸是圣诞节早上25号被一个喝醉酒的人撞死的在路边。I remember a dear friend of mine in San Francisco whose father was killed on Christmas morning.你可以想到每一个圣诞节他怎么样过呢？ You can wonder how does he spend Christmas every year? Because Christmas day comes, he remembers his father was killed needlessly by a drunk driver. 每一个圣诞节早上他所记得肯定不是有什么礼物来，他只是知道他小的时候失去了他的爸爸，因为他早上去散步就被一个昨晚喝醉酒的开车回家凌晨的时候就撞死他的爸爸。So we know that for Christmas, not everyone is happy. 我们知道圣诞节不代表每一个人的快乐。But the wonderful thing about Christmas is that we can have peace in our hearts and joy. 最美的事情在圣诞节就是，无论我们记得什么负面的或者痛苦的呢，我们还是能够知道主耶稣来最重要的原因是为了安慰我们。So we know that the real reason that Jesus came, not only to save us, so many other reasons to comfort us, to give us strength for the days ahead. 让我们有力量面对前面。所以主耶稣讲这句话，寻找的就寻见是很重要，因为圣诞节就是证明有这一回事。So when Jesus says, seek and you shall find, Christmas is the greatest proof of saying that.因为他不是一个神是要藏自己藏起来的 because he's not a God that's interested in hiding himself 他是一个神是要给我们认识他的 he is a God who truly wants us to know him 如果你想到 imagine 你想到有100步从神到我们的这里 if you imagine that there are 100 steps between God and us 我们就要知道神已经走了99步We have to realize that God has taken 99 steps. 我们只是走一步。We only need to take that one step to meet up with him. 但是有一些人连那一步都不愿意走。But some people aren't even willing to take that one step towards God. That's an affront to him. 那是真的是得罪神，如果我们有这样的一个态度。主耶稣说他是世界的光。Jesus says, I'm the light of the world. He is the only source of spiritual light.他是说我是世界的光，只有他是真正的光，光照我们心里面的黑暗。光是多重要呢 ？How important is light in darkness？ 有时候我们走路的时候觉得好像我们看不清楚，但是暗中的时候呢，我们会很惧怕。When we walk and we can't see because maybe we're getting old and our eyesight is not as good, we're a little concerned that we might trip. 有一天我看完医生，从医生的诊所出来就踩到一个 pine cone. One day I came out of the doctor's office and stepped on a pine cone and I fell right in front of Tracia. 我就在 Tracia 的面前跌下去，整个人跌下去，就很痛。我都不知道有东西在路上，因为没有看见。I didn't know there was a pine cone and I stepped on it and I slid and I fell. 所以有光不代表可以看见。Even though there's light sometimes because our eyes are not paying attention, we don't see.我们听过一个在印度有一个例子 ，We've heard of this Indian story before. I think most of us have heard it. 有一个人丢了他的钥匙，他就在地上在找。A man lost his keys and he was crawling around on the street looking for his keys. Someone came by and said, "What are you looking for?" 有人经过说你在找什么 He said, I'm looking for my keys. 他说我找我的钥匙. He says, where did you lose them? 他说你在什么地方丢了? He said, over there. 他说在那边. And he said, then why are you looking over here? 那你为什么在那边丢钥匙在这边找? 他说因为这里才有灯. So even though the keys are not there, that's the only place you can look because there's light. So 虽然那个钥匙不是在那边丢的，他只能在那边来找，因为只有灯光的下面才可以找到东西。 所以主耶稣说，我是世界的灯，的光是很重要的。 So when Jesus says, I'm the light of the world, there is deep meaning in it. He will lead us out of the darkness in our hearts. 他会从我们的心里面的黑暗的地方带出来。 How do you describe the feeling of being lost? 你是怎么样形容, 迷路的时候的感觉吗? How do you describe that? I think what I remember is when I was at a park with my parents and there's a whole crowd, let's say like Disneyland, I wasn't at Disneyland, but a big park, and suddenly I'm separated from my parents. And there are all these people around, but I can't see my parents. That's the feeling of being lost even though everyone is around you. A little child who senses that knows the fear of being lost. 一个小朋友如果他去到一个大的地方，很多人突然间他放手了，没有牵到妈妈或者爸爸的手，突然间有很多人在周围，他是看不见父母，那个感觉就是真正的一个迷失的感觉。It's a true feeling of lostness because it's fearful. 你看不见你需要帮助你的人。You can't see the one who will lead you home. 主耶稣来是为了带我们回到神的面前。So truly Jesus came in order to lead us who have lost sight of God to come back to Him. 主耶稣真正来的是因为我们 离开了神，没有接近他， 我们需要有人带到我们回到神的面前。 So we need Christ for that. At Christmas, God is seeking us. 圣诞节的时候， 神是来寻找我们， looking for us, 来找我们。 What makes Christmas perfect is if we also seek God. 但是圣诞节缺了一点，就是如果神来寻找我们，我们不回应要寻找他，那就失去了那个完美的图画。We lose that beautiful picture if it's not a two-way street. If only Jesus comes and reaches out to us, but we never reach out our hand to Him. 如果主耶稣来，但是为了来接触我们，但是我们不愿意伸手出去，那多可惜！他是来的时候没有得到他要的。It is not a two-way street. And something that is not a two-way street is not a relationship. 如果不是两方面都有接触的，就不能叫做一个关系。关系从来不是一方面的。Relationship is never one-way. Relationship has to be two-way. 我们真的如果在圣诞节不明白这一点呢，主耶稣来呢，我们说哦，我们接受，我们接受。We receive, we receive, we're happy. 但是 receive 不够。 Only to receive is not enough. We also have to receive and then reach back out. Then form that connection. Then that's a relationship. 很多人不知道这个。所以今天我们看刚才那些经文在路加福音第二章就看见西面。 So we see Simeon and how he received, and we will understand that there is a deep message in the few verses there. 如果我们看刚才那些经文，我们就会清楚知道怎么样叫做接受。 What is it called? What does it mean to receive? 刚才我们看见这一节哦。 Someone said, we cannot know ourselves unless we know God. 有人这样说过，我们不能够认识自己，除非我们认识神。 They also say, we cannot know God unless we know ourselves. 我们不能够认识神，除非我们认识自己。没有神，我们也不能够认识自己。所以是两方面的。为什么这样说？ 因为上一次我们看过这个经文，这里有讲到很清楚， Christ is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, actually for the whole world. 主耶稣基督来呢，会很多人会兴起，很多人会下拜，会跌倒，因为这个是神的计划，因为我们人的心是神可以显露出来的。 Our hearts are revealed by God. The important thing is when Jesus comes, the good and the bad are differentiated. 主耶稣来的时候，善跟恶会分辨。所以如果你认识自己，你就知道我们需要个神。So if you know yourself, you know that you need God. 你认识神的时候，你就知道你有盼望。When you know God, then you know that you have hope. Those two things work together. So this saying is true. We cannot know ourselves unless we know God. 我们不能认识自己，除非神启示给我们，看见我们自己。We cannot know God unless we know ourselves. 如果不认识自己，也不了解神来的缘故。所以这个是很少的一个差别，但是在诗篇里面很清楚这样说。This is a fine distinction, but it's very clear in the psalm. When I was first a Christian, I misunderstood what David was saying. 我刚信主的时候，我不明白大卫所说的那句话。He said, God, examine me so that I may know myself. 他说你要审查我的心，对不对？我才能够了解自己。我以为大卫的意思说，神，我愿意给你知道我里面的。I thought what David meant was, I'll reveal myself to you, God, as if he could hide anything from God. 我以为他说的，我愿意给神看见我里面，因为有的事情我们不要神知道，我们可以隐藏。其实我们没有事情可以隐藏的。Actually, there's nothing we can hide from God. So what David really meant was, please tell me who I am. 所以大卫对神说的那句话，不是说我给你看，我需要你帮助我看自己。I need you to show me who I am, and what I need. And that is what Jesus came for. 耶稣来是为了这个，所以这个是两方面，不认识自己也不能够认识神，不认识神也不能够认识自己。So Christmas is a two-way street. So that's why it says, seek and you will find. 你来寻找，你会找到我。The birth of Jesus Christ was God becoming human. 主耶稣的单身就是代表上帝成为人，但是你们看过这些人哈、哦，亚历山大、布达、凯瑟、希特勒、Lenin、Maharishi 是那个以前那个 Beatles 那些披头士很敬拜他，他也是找一个小神在印度的，他们去敬拜他，听他的话，这个我们不需要讲，知道了。这个是Napoleon 哈、哦，这是好吃的蛋糕 Napoleon。这个是 Tutankhamun， 这个是King Tut， 这些每一个人都要做神的。Each one of them wanted to be God。每一个人都说我要做神，你要拜我。So， 今天我讲过这句话了，但是再一次提醒，因为很有意思。I've said this before, but it's very important to remember on Christmas. History is filled with people who want to be God, but there is only one God who wanted to be man.就一个神要成为人，多特别！你想这句话 ，Everyone wants to be God. I want to be God. I want to be King. 我要做王，我要做神。但是只有一个神愿意做人，这个才是圣诞节的奇妙的一个事情。He became human so that all who seek him can find him. 他成为人，让我们有要寻求他的人可以找到他。基督徒都知道incarnation 的意思，对不起 incarnation 那个字怎么样讲在中文不是 reincarnation 不是incarnation 是有降临这边神变成人叫做 incarnation 我不知道那个中 OK 道成肉身，但是有另外一个字是anyway 道成肉身大家都知道，但是我们所知道的呢只是很多时候呢在原则上知道，不是真正的明白那个意义。 We often talk about the incarnation being God become man, but we know it in principle, but not in our everyday life. Why do I say that? 为什么我这样说？比方一个女儿对她的母亲说，我要结婚。 Pretend that a young girl tells her mother, I want to get married. 那个妈妈会说，我同意。 The mother will say, I agree. In principle. 好，在原则上，因为那个妈妈看见她的男朋友看不过眼，所以她不是真正的接受，只是 in principle， 她只在原则上说结婚是好的，但是不要跟这个人结婚。So incarnation 的意思就是呢，神道成肉身，人怎么样接触，只是知道在这里呢，或者这里得到帮助。Truly, the meaning of Christmas is we know the principle of what it means that God became man. But does it matter to you every day? Does it make a difference to you every day? 天天有没有改变？有没有真正得到这个真理，改变了我们的生命？ 最可惜的就是一个基督徒信主之前跟信主之后没有什么大的改变。The saddest thing is a Christian who before he was a Christian and after he became a Christian, no one can tell the difference. 没有人看得不同样，那就不是真正只是知道 principle. That means we only know about Jesus in principle, but not in truth, not in reality.有人讲过这句笑话，如果你真正的改变从一个非基督徒变成基督徒，连你的狗都应该知道。 Someone has said, if you become a Christian after you've been a non-Christian all your life, even your pets will know, because you'll be different. 你会不同样，不要说你的妻子， not to say that your wife. So we do not want to know this only by principle, but to know that it really makes a difference. 我们要知道这个道成肉身是很重要。我以前都不能够真正的接触到这个真理。 I couldn't really understand this truth until one day I noticed when I prayed with Tracia. 有一天我跟 Tracia 祷告的时候，为什么事情祷告？为别的有癌症的人祷告。因为他得到癌症之后，我们为有癌症的人祷告就不一样了。Because after Tracia got cancer, and we prayed for everyone we could think of, and every time it seems like there's more and more people getting sick, and we pray and the list becomes longer. 那我们祷告的那个 list 越来越长，越多人生病。但是这一次自己得到了癌症之后，为别的癌症的人祷告就不一样了。Once you've gotten that illness and you pray for someone else, you pray differently because you understand more. 主耶稣来的缘故，我现在明白了。So I understand why Jesus came, because he can feel our feelings. He can feel our pain. He was betrayed. He was spit on. 他被出卖，人家吐口水，人家笑他，人家不睬他。He felt all those things that more than we feel probably. 他所得到的比我们更严重。但是他明白，如果你得到一种病，你为那种病的人祷告，你会不一样。So if you've been sick with a certain illness and you pray for someone else, you will know that it comes from a different place because now your life is different. Jesus came for us so that he can show himself to us not to hide. 所以刚才那个题目是从这里出来，我要 point out 的是什么呢？ What I want to point out from here about, ask it will be given to you, seek and you will find,Knock and it will be opened to you. There's a special meaning in these three sentences. 有一个特别的解释在这里。Ask 就是要开口来求，来寻求。Ask is to use words. Ask is verbal. Seek is mental. 寻求是这里寻求的，在你的思想里面寻求的。Knock is physical. 在敲门是用手的，三样都要用到的，思想里面。口中还有用手来做的。 So when Jesus says that, he says, follow me with all your heart, your whole life. Not just what you say, but what you think and what you do. 所以重要呢，不只是我们说的，也是我们所做的，我们所想的。圣诞节就是这样，很美的一个信息。所以今天早上看见西面的那几个经文，我们就要学到这三点。The three points I want to share with you, I hope you remember, very simple from what Simeon did in the verses we read is, those who look for Jesus will find him. 寻求他的人必定会找到他的，因为他要我们找到他。Those who look for Jesus must go to the right place. 要寻求基督的人要去到对的地方，你不能去酒吧来找耶稣，对不对？你要去教会来找耶稣，你去到酒吧就找到别的灵。When you go to a bar, you won't find Jesus. You won't find the Spirit. You will find spirits. Spirits is what you drink. Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Right? 那些酒精我不知道怎么讲。Spirits 就是你所喝的，但是 Spirit 就是圣灵。Those who look for Jesus must personally receive him. 寻求他不只是用口，也是能够接受，亲自的接受 ，personally。每一次信主的人祷告说，主耶稣成为我个人的救主。 Jesus becomes my personal savior. It's personal. And you have to receive. It's not just know. It's not in principle. 所以这个接受是从心里面接受的。西面是一个有圣灵感动的，所以我们要有大胆的来求。 We need to have courage to pray.When we pray, God will answer because it's according to His will. 我们在祷告的时候，神会听， 因为圣经常常说要按照神的旨意来求，神的旨意就是要我们认识他。
God's will is for us to know him. So if you ask to know him, he will show himself to you.
你要寻求神，你说我要认识你，你真正的求，他必定会显给你。
If you do not know Jesus, it's not because he's hiding.
如果你不认识主耶稣，不是因为他藏起来，你不愿意求。
You're not willing to take the risk and ask him to reveal himself.
你不敢愿意来求。我在生病的时候我求他。When I was sick, I prayed. 不是平常的生病哦。
Not the regular illness.
毒品的生病哦。
From drugs, not being able to get out of bed or not being able to go to sleep.
不能起床，不能睡觉。我就求神说，你给我看见你的救恩。
Let me see your salvation. From that day, Jesus showed himself day by day.
从那一天到今天，神就天天的、慢慢的给我看见他，还是一个 process， 还是一步一步来的。
It's still a process. It's not sudden. You don't suddenly become completely well.
你不会完全一刹那被完全医治，还是有罪根。
That sin is still in us, but we pray daily and say, God, show your mercy and show your grace, and He will. This is the promise of Christmas.
圣诞节的应许就是你求，不管你的家人有事情，你的丈夫、你的妻子有任何的困难，第一步是来求神医治我们里面的病。
To heal us inside. That is why Jesus came. And he does it with his love.
他用爱来做，为什么呢？因为他尝过那个做人的痛苦的味道。
Because he's tasted how painful it is to be human.
So again, I say Christmas is not happy and joy for everyone. 圣诞节不是为每一个人都欢喜快乐，
but we can have that peace and that joy inside.
我们可以有那个喜乐在里面。连主耶稣来的时候也不是一个完全快乐的时候，对不对？
Even when Jesus came, it wasn't a great and happy time for everyone. Because of Jesus, many babies were killed.
因为主耶稣的缘故，很多很多两岁以下的被希律王去杀的。那个哭，那个声音是圣经记载的。
That cry, that suffering is recorded in the Bible. There is a cry in Ramah never heard before.
从来没有听过这种的哭的声音，因为两岁以下的全部被希律王杀。
They were slaughtered by Herod to be sure that he would kill Jesus, but he could not.
但是他杀不了主耶稣。所以人在圣诞节也是要为那些有受伤的、痛苦的人来祷告。不只是圣诞节，天天。
Not only at Christmas, but to know people's lives are not always smooth. It could not be, because this is not our true home.
这个不是我们真正的家，所以可以完全快乐。快乐是短暂的，能够快乐是很好的。
If we can be joyful and happy sometimes, it's great. But don't forget there are many people suffering even on Christmas Day.
在圣诞节。And there are also many people, I think, who are very happy now and out shopping.同样的时间，我觉得可能有更多人在 mall 里面在买东西。今天不去教会，因为对神没有什么的感受。
Because they have no feeling towards Jesus' birthday and Christmas.
Even though December 25th is not the real birthday, but it's the day we remember. 虽然二十五号不一定是真正主耶稣的生日，但是我们总是有一天要纪念他的。
So search for him verbally, mentally, and physically.
用口、用思想跟用我们的身体来寻求他、来找他。
Why is it that some people can come to church and have completely different reception?
为什么有些人来到教会完全有不同样的感受？
One person will say, God taught me something today.
一个人离开教会说，今天神有给我一些的教导。
Another person will say, I didn't even sense God's presence.
另外的人说，我连感觉都没有感觉到神与我们同在。
Why?
为什么？是心里面的问题。
The difference is one was searching and one was not searching.
不同样的地方是有一些人来教会是有那个 expectation, 有那个期望来能够接触到神的爱。
Some people come with no expectation.
有一些人来是没有期望的，就没有感受到。
When the Son of God was born in Bethlehem, a few people knew, but many people did not know.
在伯利恒诞生的时候，很多人知道，但是有一些人并不 care， 也不知道。
在我们的脑子里面有一个地方叫做 reticular activating system， 在这里小小的一个地方。这个 this reticular activating system 做什么的呢？ control 我们的睡觉跟起床，一个很 sophisticated 很特别的一个 filter， 一个过滤， screens out junk， 那些我们不需要知道的呢会 screen out。 Acts like an executive assistant， allows you to focus on what you value， 让你可以看见你觉得重要的，但是那个重要那个价值观点是你自己定的、哦、allows you to perceive a threat， 看见危险会躲开。Supports you when you set goals. 你有目标的时候，这个 reticular activating system RAS 会帮助你达到你的目的。但是这个重要的地方、好笑的地方就是呢，你会发现它怎么样的作用呢？你一旦觉得你要买一种车的时候呢，你一去到路上呢，你天天说为什么这么多这种车 ？Once you decide the kind of car you want to buy, you go out on the street, the RAS kicks in, and you will start seeing that car everywhere you go.Because your mind has a fit picture， 因为你的头脑现在有了那个图画，所以你每一次看见就注意，以前看见不注意。这个的意思就是呢，你要寻求神，你要注意。What God gave us this system for is so that if you seek God, you're on the lookout for Him。你要 look， 你要找，你看见有什么事情，要哦，神与我们同在，神救了我，神帮助我，神抵挡我。God prevented me from doing this. God helped me to do that. God helped me to make the right decision in hindsight. 很多时候我们做了决定是靠信心，之后才知道神怎么样为我们准备的。所以这个 RAS 非常特别，连你的朋友买一部车，你都会开始看那个车。Even if your friend buys a new car, you'll start seeing that car because once you have an image in your head, the RAS will enable you to focus and to see it. 所以我讲这个原因是让我们知道神给我们这个能力，但是我们要注意才能够接触到。When Jesus says, "Seek and you shall find," you must activate your RAS. 神说你寻求我，你会找到，但是你要用你的思想里面 ，mentally get ready. 都是 look for Jesus will find him. Those who look for Jesus must go to the right place. 西面来到什么地方？圣灵的感动，因为他经过祷告，他要看以马内利 ，because he wants to see Christ, and so God promised him, "You will see him before you die." So he says, "I can die a happy man now because I've seen him." 所以要去到对的地方，教会就是对的地方 ，church is the right place to find God, not somewhere else. You can of course find God anywhere because God is everywhere. 当然你可以寻求神在任何的地方，因为神是无所不在。但是我们要问自己，这个是不是一个地方外面来的人可以听到神的声音？ Is this a church that other people can see Christ? Are we Christians that people can see God through us? 我们是不是这种基督徒，人看见我会相信真的有一个神？ Are we the right place? 我们是不是对的地方？让神要人要寻求救恩，要寻求主耶稣来到这边，有机会找到他。That's very important. In those days, they call it the temple. Today, we call it church. 那个时候叫做圣殿，现在叫做教会，也是圣殿，对的地方。所以要寻求神的人，要去对的地方才能够找到。这些是 banjo， 我不知道中文怎么样讲 banjo 哈、哦、，banjo， 他们是。我不喜欢听他们的声音，因为很 sharp， 我不是这么喜欢听。 I don't really like the sound of a banjo. But there was a man who was in Brazil looking for a special banjo. 有一个人去到巴西要找 banjo 来买，他去了很多店里面，没有一个他喜欢的。最后他去到一个地方，那个人会弹的，就弹给他听。他听了之后，他是说我要买。 Finally he went to a shop where the owner could play the banjo very wellWhen he played the banjo, the man says, "I want to buy a banjo, but I want to buy the one that you are playing." 我要买你弹的那一个，因为他明白了，其实会弹的人就会好听，不会弹的人很糟糕。你看那些拉手提琴的，是不是？如果你有家里面有人学手提琴，他刚开始的时候是不是很痛苦？
好像我们做广东话是龟盖颈，就是那个声音好像锯那个鸡的颈这样，你也很痛苦。那是广东话，我们妈妈常说他叫龟盖颈，他又来好像要切那个鸡的脖子这样。所以会弹的跟不会弹就不一样，对不对？但是那个 banjo 不是卖自己的 ，banjo didn't sell itself。The salesman, the owner sold the banjo because he knew the banjo. 我们怎么样可以传福音？除非我们认识主耶稣，我们真的明白圣诞节的 good news 是什么，才能够传给别人。所以这个也是一个功课。Those looking for Jesus must go to the right place. Is this church the right place? 第一点讲过了。Those who look for Jesus will find him. 一定找到，因为主耶稣说 seek and you will find. And then it says here, those who look for Jesus must go to the right place. And the last one, those who look for Jesus must personally receive him. 要亲自的接受，不是你的爸爸是上帝的儿子，你就是上帝的孙子。It doesn't mean that if your father is a child of God, then you are God's grandchild. There is no such thing. God has no grandchildren. Ruth's grandchild came a few days ago. Ruth 姐的孙女刚刚到，但是不因为是 Ruth 信主，她的孙女就变成一个基督徒，对不对？ It doesn't mean that because Ruth is a Christian, her granddaughter will be a Christian. It's personal. 要自己的才能够接受的。所以这个西面是怎么样呢？他接受，他抱住他，他就赞美神。A song of worship because of God's faithfulness. Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Now you are letting your servant depart in peace. To put it another way, now I can die happy. 现在我死得快乐，因为我看见那个以色列的救主来到了。当然，现在我们知道不是以色列的，全世界的救主。It's a savior for the whole world, not only for Israel. Those looking for Jesus must personally receive. You cannot do it for your husband, you cannot do it for your wife. 你不能替你的丈夫、替你的妻子、替你的孩子。我爸爸是牧师，我几十年不去教会。My father was a pastor, I refused to go to church for decades. 所以不代表他是信主，我也是一个基督徒。So it doesn't matter who is a Christian in your family.You have to receive him personally. 另外一个不是西面，是西门哈。西门是一个很败坏的，他只是要那个权柄，他没有真正的要相信神。我们一起来念那个中文的好不好？一起来。Why do I show you this verse? 为什么给你们看这个？就是他知道原则上有这个权。He knows in principle the power of God. 但是没有改变他的人的生命。But it didn't change his life. He only wanted the power. If a preacher only wants the power so that he has a big church and more people praise him for his preaching, then it's about him, not about God.如果一个传道人只是要很多很多人来听，他讲得非常好，常常人家拍他马屁说你讲得非常好，但是没有改变生命，自己的生命没有改变，人的生命没有改变，不算什么事。Doesn't count, doesn't matter. Principle is not the only thing. It's the basic change of life. 真的有改变。这个人被彼得咒诅 ，Let your money perish with you. 可以买得到的吗？也不是一个 by proxy.So it's not something you can receive through your father. It must be personal. 就是这个意思，一定要亲自接受。每一个人要知道这个，你不要太快乐哦。我以前说过，我是第四代的传道人了。I'm the fourth generation of a preacher in my family. 因为有前面都有，但是我很多年没有接近神。But many years I was away from God, so it doesn't mean anything. I'm happy now because Jesus found me. 现在我快乐了。主耶稣找到我。Even though we receive Christ personally, we must receive him with reverence. 要有一个尊重的心哦，不只是接受，要尊重。Must do it with reverence. Again, history filled with men who would be gods. Only one God that wants to, for my sake and your sake, become a man. 只有一个神愿意成为人。
有人说过这句话，如果全世界剩下我一个人，耶稣来不来？
If there's only one person left on earth, would Jesus come?
Yes, he would. 我相信他会。如果全世界都没有，只有一个人，一个罪人，耶稣会不会为一个人来？当然。
It's a very personal thing. When we go home today, spend some time on Christmas. Think about not only the gifts and the shopping and the vacations and the flying around and all that stuff, but what does it mean to you that Jesus came?
Does it change your life? 有没有改变你的生命？我的生命真的是我感谢神被他改变。因为有人说我们都喜欢做王。
Someone says that we love being king. So, hence the saying in English, a man's home is his castle.
Right, 我们的家是我们的城堡。Winston Churchill 讲过这句话。Winston Churchill 说 ,A man's home is his castle. 一个人，一个男生的家就是他的城堡，对不对？但是他的太太怎么说 ?What does his wife say?
But inside that castle is his nursery.
在那个城堡里面是他的 nursery 怎么讲 ?Nursery, 就是说 Winston Churchill 外面很强壮很伟大，在家他是一个 baby.
But he was only a baby at home because in his house, although it's a castle, he is immature in front of his wife.
That's why God gave us wives. 所以神给我们妻子是为了这个缘故。你看这些 Michael Jackson 的 18,600 feet,Bill Gates 40,000 feet, 这个 George Whitehouse 55,000, 那个不知道这个是谁66万,9万,6万,17万,55万。
Everyone wants a big house because our castle,
我们都要买大的房子。因为大的房子就是变成我们是做王嘛。
If we are used to being king in our own lives, then we don't need a king.
如果我们已经习惯做王，我们为什么需要一个王来呢？我们为什么可以说主耶稣是万王之王呢？
How can we call Jesus the King of Kings if we're so happy to be king in our own lives?
希律王就是这样。King Herod was like that.
When he heard about Jesus, he was fearful.
他怕。希律王怕，因为有神来了，那我就不能做王了嘛，因为他是以色列的王，所以他就很诡计的要杀那些孩子嘛。
So he killed all those young kids from 2 years and under because he wanted to be sure that there will be no other king. Herod was like that. One way to receive Jesus is with fear.
一个方法来接受主呢，是用惧怕的来接受，不敢，因为我要坐在王位。
When I was young, I always thought it's good that I wasn't a Christian when I was younger.
我年轻的时候，我说年轻的时候没有做基督徒是比较好的，可以乱来嘛。乱来之后呢，就慢慢来信耶稣嘛。
Enjoy my life, do whatever I want, then become a Christian.
很多人有这样思想，我也是以前有这种思想。
I also thought that way, but actually, it's not true.
真正的不对，因为现在我有时候面对一些事情呢，如果没有主在我的身上，我不能够接受。
Because things that happen nowadays, I know I cannot handle without Jesus.
The worst thing that happened to me this week was my computer broke down. 这个礼拜最不好的事情就是我的电脑有问题。它随时可以 freeze up， 它随时可以停，就是打到一半它就停，那个 cursor 就不动，那个 key 就不 work。好像每一个礼拜来到这边有这种问题。
So my computer will lock up.And normally I would be so upset I wouldn't be able to sleep because I have to prepare, I have to look at the Bibles and look at everything.
我会靠那个电脑来做很多我需要做的事，但是因为我祷告，神给我平安，我去睡觉。
I went to bed, I was peaceful. I could not handle that. I really could not. It used to be if anything broke down, I would be so upset.
很多时候以前有任何的事情不 work 呢，我会通宵我都不愿意睡，我要能够修理它。
I want to be able to fix something. I can't leave something alone.
很多时候因为我要修理它，我会弄它更坏。A lot of times when I try to fix something, I'll make it worse because I'm so desperate. 但是现在有了主耶稣就是不一样。
Having Jesus now makes a difference.
I no longer feel like, oh, it's so good that I took a long time before I became a Christian. 我没有再思想说越久信主越好。可以越享受。现在我后悔以前这么多的痛苦，没有神帮助我。
I now know that I didn't have Jesus' help for so many years. I tried to do everything on my own. It was so hard, so hard.
真的有一句话是说，如果有一些事情给我们难处的时候，是提心吊胆。 That's how I used to feel. I don't know how you say 提心吊胆 in English, but you are so fearful you cannot sleep. Now I can sleep. The other night when we went to a party, Tracia took someone's purse home by mistake. Huh? 几晚前我们去一个朋友的家, Tracia 就拿了另外的姐妹的皮包回家。 我一回到家, 电话就来了。 As soon as I got home, a phone call came and says, Tracia took someone else's purse home, and this sister can't go home because her keys are in the purse. 这个姐妹不能回家。 I went home early to work on the message. 我离开那个地方希望早一点到家能够跟我的电脑打仗。 I wanted to go home and fight with my computer so I can work it out. But instead of saving time, I have to drive back all the way again and get the purse. 我要回头去帮太太拿那个皮包。我要跟你讲一句话。 I want to tell you something. In the past, if I wasn't having Jesus to calm me down, 没有主耶稣来安慰我呢, I will make her guilty all the way there and all the way home. 我会从头离开家去到那个地方，回到家我都会给她很有罪恶感。 I will make her guilty. I will say things. I will hint things. I will say it's so much trouble. 我会做这些，但是那天晚上我只是说我爱你。 That night, I told her, it's true, you can ask her. I say, you know, this is too serious for me to get angry. 这个太严重，我都不能愤怒了，因为。